Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Thursday, August the 13th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're meeting with Jesus this morning. I just want to just take a brief note of community importance. We're going to be doing Romans this fall. The whole thing. It's going to be end of August, 31st to the 1st of December. And if you'd like to get the book, you don't have to get it, but I want to offer it to you. And not only do I want to offer it to you, I'm trying to help you sow the wake-up call into other people's lives. I want you to start saying, Lord, who do you want me to share this with? But I want to give you a book. If you buy one book, I'm going to give you another one for that friend that you invite to join us. This is a beautiful way to begin a relationship, to strengthen a relationship, to take a relationship into a new dimension of faith and love and possibility for that person. Think what the wake-up call may have done in your own life, and imagine inviting someone else, not just to check into it and sign on to it, but to connect with you around it. Anyway, you just go, I'm putting the links in the email, in the podcast. If you would just do, it's called BOSO, buy one, sow one, B-O-S-O, that's the code. You put it in and we'll send you two. It's an unbelievable deal. I mean, this is, as you know, I'm always sowing. I'm not selling. I mean, you don't make money when you do things like this, but that's not our goal. Our goal is for people to know Jesus, to start waking up to him every single day, with us even. Okay, thank you for bearing with me. Give me that opportunity to just to pitch that love. Now, wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled The Three Most Powerful Words of Prayer. You're already wondering what they are. Well, here they come. Our text is Genesis chapter 1 again, verses 3 through 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. What is prayer? A prayer is a word or a series of words spoken in the power of the Holy Spirit. We think of prayer as bringing our requests to God. I am growing to believe God sees prayer as learning to speak like God speaks. Into the midst of the formless, empty, darkened depths, God spoke words. Here we witness the Bible's first prayer. We will see it repeated several times in the opening chapter of Genesis. It comes in at a whopping three words. You ready for them? Let there be. Let there be. How's that for prayer? the essence of these three short words can be distilled into a single word. Amen. Amen means, yes, we agree. Let it be so. And isn't it just like God to begin the prayer in the way we typically end it? Let there be light. Amen. Light. That's the prayer. Amen. Light. Yes, it is like God to do this. 25 times we see Jesus essentially begin what he says with, Amen, Amen, I say unto you. Here's a fitting example. John 16:23. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Amen, Amen, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. This would mean prayer is actually less pleading and more calling forth. Prayer, or speaking like God speaks, begins with incorporating these three words into our praying vocabulary. Let there be. The world around us desperately needs people with the audacity to speak like God speaks, to speak words in the power of the Spirit into the formless, empty, dark, and deep situations. The world needs the followers of Jesus to become schooled and skilled with the creative speech of prayer. Think of a difficult situation in your life right now. It could be in your family or at work or with a friend or a colleague's life. I was thinking back when I wrote this about my son Sam. He was 12 years old. He was out of school for the summer, and he was already a bit lonely. He felt isolated. He came to give me a hug that night before bed, and he said, Dad, I just want something to look forward to. Man, that hit my heart. Hits me today even remembering it. You see, I've told you my tendency. It's to wait around in the formless, empty, dark depths of a situation. I want to learn to speak like God speaks instead. So I come before God in the name of Jesus, embracing Sam and saying, Amen, Amen. Let there be light. Let there be new friends. Let there be simple fun. Let there be flourishing faith. Let there be joy-inspiring plans for the days ahead. Let there be good things to look forward to for Sam. This challenges me. It might be a good challenge for you too. I want you to give it a try. Here's the kind of form. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, as it comes to this situation, and you just name your situation here. Could be like you're struggling with cancer. It could be like your marriage is falling apart on the brink of divorce. You just name that situation, and then you say, I say, Amen, Amen. Let there be healing. Let there be reconciliation. Let there be peacemaking. Let there be the joy of the Lord springing up into the despair that seems not to let go of my soul these days. Let there be. That's speaking like God speaks. That's prayer. I think we may be onto something here, friends. I want you to try that today. It can free you from the burden of just so many words, too. I mean, I sometimes wear myself out with all my words. You're saying you wear me out, too. I understand. I forgive you. Let's pray now, Lord Jesus. You are right here, right now. Just want to sit with that. And I confess the gravity of formless and empty holds me down. Darkness clings to me like a comfortable blanket. I want free of it. And I know it begins with learning to speak like you speak. Let there be awakening to the new possible. Right here, Jesus. Right now. Jesus. Amen. The journal prompts today. I hope you're journaling. Just taking this to the next place of like reality. Number one, what do you think about this notion of prayer as learning to speak like God speaks? And secondly, how does this challenge your present conception of prayer? How are you challenged by leading with amen and let there be? And number three, how might you experiment with this approach? How might your intent to pray for someone become a practice of speaking like God might speak concerning them? I know, guys, this is deep. This is not your basic fare here, the way I'm talking about prayer. And I appreciate you leaning in and going experimental a little bit with me. I just want you to think about your own life today. And what do you feel the Lord? Just say, Jesus, what are you saying? What if you're saying, let there be something in my life, what might that blank be? Let there be what? And just be still. Maybe get your pencil out. Be ready to write. Just trust what comes. And then begin to speak that aloud. That's aligning with the will of God. Would you try that today? I'm going to do it. Well, it's time to sing. Dad's with us. We got a good song queued up. Let's go. Okay, Dad's been sitting here practicing this one today.
He needs to more,
he said. So we're doing a little 5-day mini series on prayer. And I've got a couple of guests coming up in the next 2 weeks after this one. We got Lo Alleman, who you're going to love, and Matt Leroy. These are both good, long friends of mine, and I'll say more about them the next couple of days, but I just want to alert you. I'm going to have a 2-week. I'm not taking off, okay? We're about to step into a marathon on Romans. It's going to go all the way from August 31st to right at the first, around the 1st of December. So I got to get ready for that. I got to get war paint on. I got to get my game face on. But we're here today with Dad to sing. We're talking about prayer. And in today's entry, Dad, I was thinking about how in the very beginning, in the midst of the darkness, do you remember the first words that God spoke? He said, let there be light. Let there be light. And there was light.
Whatever he said, it's there.
And this is my point. I think prayer is speech. It's speech raised to the level of God. And so we're trying to learn to speak like God speaks. And we come up on a dark situation and we can say, let there be light. We come up into a hostile situation. We can say, let there be peace. We come into a sad, depressing situation. We can say, let there be joy. Let there be joy. This is a way of praying. And this song we're going to sing, tell them what we're singing.
We're going to sing Sweet Hour of Prayer.
What's the number?
It's 440.
And some people think, well, I could never spend an hour in prayer. But if you start praying like we're talking about today,
you can't quit.
You can't. That hour will pass in 5 minutes because the Lord will just start taking you to remember situations and people.
Yeah, you remember the, and then you remember the things you've done wrong and you ask God to forgive you.
Cleanse your, let there be healing. Let right. there be forgiveness. Let there be grace. This is a powerful way of praying. And, we're just commending it to you today. Now we're going to sing all three verses of this hymn, Sweet Hour of Prayer, 440.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul has often found relief and often escape the tempter's snare by thy return, sweet hour of prayer. Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, the joys I feel, the bliss I share of those whose anxious spirits burn with strong desires for thy return. With such a hasten to the place where God, my Savior, shows his face and gladly take my sitter there and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Last verse.
Sweet hour of prayer, sweet hour of prayer, thy wings shall bear to missions there, to him whose truth and faithfulness engage the waiting soul to bless. And since he bids me his face, believe his word and trust his grace, I'll cast on him my every care and wait for thee, sweet hour of prayer.
Amen.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
You know, Dad, you've spent an entire hour just praying for your children and your grandchildren. I've seen you just pray.
Yeah, well, it just gives me pleasure to bring them to God because, I mean, he's waiting on my prayer. And if I don't want to skip it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to not have anything to do.
I mean, you know, you just can say the names of your children before God.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people think, well, I don't really know how to pray for my children.
Do you know them? Then just bring them up.
Let's just bring them up. And
God will, you know, God is going to help us pray.
That's exactly.
He's not going to just put us on the spot. He's going to be, come on, David, Let's do it together.
That's exactly what prayer is.
And then that way we'll get started, and next thing you know, he takes over.
That's it.
Yep.
I mean, that's so good, Dad. He will help us. We just get started, and he takes over.
Yeah, but we got to do our part.
Which is show up.
Show up, and then we realize what we're doing, and we really can't get everything in our prayer because it's so much that we want, and we want to thank God for, but we get what we can.
Because there's tomorrow.
Yeah, we can pray every day. I mean, that's something that, and you know, that's a habit. You've got to do it, though. I mean, you want to do it.
Sometimes, it's easy to skip it, though, isn't it?
Yeah, sometimes you just forget.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can pick back up. You can start praying at midnight.
The Bible says pray without ceasing.
That's right.
You can actually do that. You can live in a
prayerful way.
Prayerful way.
Yeah. We sure can.
I don't think I need. I think he needs to start writing the wake-up call, okay?
No, just let me keep reading it.
I'm losing my voice, but boy, thanks, Dad. You're a blessing.
Well, thank you so much. You're kind.
You're blessing many people and me.
Well, we just need to. We need to bless the next one that walks down that street.
Everybody's watching right here in Gillette out on Main Street. It takes a minute for somebody to come by.
They may not get here till tomorrow.
Well, it's time to let them get on the fields, guys. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.